Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, Brianna,
thank you for participating and being our demo here on Clear the Screen to share with you how the anxiety clearing exercise works, what we call ACE for short. So welcome, Brianna. What is it that you are having some anxiety around, something specific?
All right. Well, let's see. Just about 4 years ago, I got into entrepreneurship because I have what I call a W-2 that I was unfulfilled in. So jumped into the world of real estate investing, and my very first deal was the deal of Murphy's Law. Long story short, it led me to accrue somewhere around $250,000 in debt. And even though I sold the property, pushed pause on the real estate, tried to refocus in my coaching business, which I call the financial independence company, I have a severe amount of anxiety around that because I am obviously not financially independent. And tomorrow, I actually meet with the trustee to go through my Chapter 13 bankruptcy plan so that I can get that approved just in time for Christmas. So like there's all of these feelings and emotions around it. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
Wow. Thank you for being so honest and vulnerable and in sharing what you're sharing. And yes, I'm being a real estate investor. I can understand where you're at. That's a lot. So the first thing I want to ask you, Brianna, though, is yes, we have some anxiety about this event tomorrow. Now, I noticed you said you've had like pretty much some major anxiety around the whole situation. Are you able to focus just on the anxiety of just this event tomorrow that you're doing?
Oh, yes. That would be most advantageous.
Okay. All right. Because again, if it was more overall anxiety, then we would use, you know, timeline.
You know, I'm actually cool with all the past anxiety. I don't want to just brush it off and say it is what it is. But like, it's a lesson learned, right? I'm not going to live in the past. This is where I'm at. I need to go through this meeting tomorrow to proceed into my higher self tomorrow. So let's get it.
Amazing thing. I love the way your mentality is already. Okay. So first thing I want to ask you is on a scale of 1 to 10, or 0 to 10, 0 being you have no anxiety, 10 being like, this is the most anxiety you've ever experienced. Where are you at right now with that?
For tomorrow specifically, probably 7, maybe 6 or 7.
Okay.
Like it could definitely be worse, but I'm feeling it.
Okay. Beautiful. So now here's the next question. What would be the perfect outcome for this event tomorrow? Like, do you know what that would be?
Well, yes, but it's not realistic. So okay. Best case would be they look at my plan and say, hey, we'll just forgive the debt. Bye. But that's really not realistic. So I think realistic best case would be here's all of the data and the information. There are no issues, stamp of approval. And then I just make my monthly payments for the next 5 years and everybody's happy.
Great. All right. So that's really good to know that you can see what successful completion would be.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's really going to be an important piece to this. So the first thing that we're going to do is Melissa is going to, because you've never experienced any timeline therapy, correct?
No, I have not.
So you have never had an elicitation of your timeline. And so what Melissa is going to do is elicit your timeline. And all you got to do is just follow instructions. That's it. Okay. Keep your eyes closed because I don't know if you're high visual, but it just helps you imagine, use your imagination better.
Okay.
And she's going to take you on a little practice flow. And once you've done that, I'm going to go right into technique. For those people that have been through our courses, you guys understand that the unconscious mind works really, really fast. It's the setup and all the explanation. It takes way longer. The actual change work literally takes seconds. Okay. Sound good?
Sound good.
So, Brianna, as Billy said, all you need to do.
Hang on, Melissa. I just want to say to everybody else that's never experienced this, or even alumni, if you guys have something you're dealing with, play along, and just use your own imagination and let her guide you wherever we're going to go.
And this is really easy, Brianna. All you need to do is follow my instructions, and however your unconscious mind answers it and does everything is absolutely perfect. So your conscious mind can just take a little break. It doesn't need to go, am I doing this right? Because however you're doing it is perfect. All right? Okay, so when we work with the unconscious mind, we want to get out of our monkey thinking mind. So I'm going to ask you first just to take three nice deep inhales and exhales so I can hear the air coming out of your body. Like,
okay.
As you drop down into your body.
Like that?
Yeah, like that. And just allow yourself to relax.
Good.
Okay, just keep your eyes closed there, Brianna. And if I were to ask your unconscious mind where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea that you might say it's from right to left or front to back or up to down or in some direction from you in relation to your body. And it's not your conscious concept that I'm interested in. It's your unconscious. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where is your past? To which direction would you point?
Behind me.
Perfect. Thank you. And your future, what direction would you point if I asked your unconscious mind where your future is?
In front of me.
Beautiful. So now, would you bring to mind those two directions that you just pointed to? And do you notice they imply a line?
They do.
Good. And when I say line, I don't mean to imply only visual, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float up above that line. And by float, I also mean as sounds floating on the wind or floating in the bathtub or visually. However you float above your timeline is perfect. So can you just float up above your timeline? Go ahead and float up above your timeline and make sure you are looking through your own eyes. Now, remaining above your timeline, just float back into the past. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now I want you to float back toward now and stop there. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now, facing toward the future, float up higher and higher, and farther back into your past. Good. And now float out into your future, all the way out into your future. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now float up higher, float so high that your timeline seems like it's only 1 inch long. Good. Now float back to now, float down into now, come back into the room and open your eyes. Good. How was that?
Fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
No, we laugh when we say fun because this is fun.
We get to use our imagination, right?
We don't use our imagination as much as adults.
Awesome. Congratulations on your first float. And that's all the setup. And now Billy is going to take you through the actual technique.
Yes. And congratulations for following instructions. And I see everybody else was playing along too. So congratulations. You all literally just followed the instructions. That's as simple as this is. Okay. So now, Brianna, I want you to bring back to mind that event that you're talking about tomorrow. So is this going to be a phone call or is it a Zoom meeting?
A Zoom meeting with me, my husband, the trustee, and some attorneys.
Beautiful. Okay. So I want you to bring to mind that event, and is the anxiety, I just want to calibrate again, where is it from 0 to 10?
We'll call it a 7.
Still a 7. Okay, perfect. All right, so I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to float up above your timeline again, okay? And I want you to float out to the future 15 minutes past the successful completion of this meeting. The successful completion of this event about which you thought you were anxious. Tell me when you're there.
We're there.
Good. Turn and look toward now along the timeline. Now, where's the anxiety?
Well, if I'm looking at it, it's back there, but in the past.
Good. Okay. So where is the anxiety?
Behind me.
Okay. Is it still there?
No.
If it is, where is it on a scale of 0 to 10?
Oh, 0.
Beautiful. Float back to now. You can come back into the room.
And open your eyes.
That is as simple as this technique is. And some people are like, that's too good to be true. And it's true. Because, see, what happened there was Brianna was thinking of worst case scenario, right? Because that's what anxiety is. It's worrying about something that hasn't happened yet. We call that the horror show. All we did, Brianna, we didn't do it. You did that. All we did was clear the screen and put up the love story, is what we call that, of how it could go successfully. And all of a sudden, anxiety is like, okay, job done. Don't need to be here anymore. And it leaves. That's as simple as this technique is, and as simple as listening to what the anxiety is there to teach you. It is there just to be like, Brianna, can you stop focusing on what you don't want? Maybe start focusing on how it could go right. Because it hasn't happened yet. Either of those scenarios have not happened yet. So if it's going to help you deal with the anxiety and it's going to help you release it, why not just put up the love story and keep that up on the screen, right? It's just going to put more better energy out there. Think of anxiety like the rumble strips. Has anyone ever, you know, driving down the highway and you hit the rumble strips? It's like, oh, you're going out of the lane. It's exactly, if you can think of anxiety as the rumble strips of your mind, that's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, I'm starting to think about the horse show again. Oh, I better get over here and get back over, you know, to the love story. And it literally disappears. Now, here's the other great thing about this. You can use it as much as you need. You cannot overdose on the anxiety clearing exercise. So say the anxiety comes back. So Brianna, maybe later tonight, start having a conversation with your husband about something and you're like, oh, here it comes again. You know what? You can stop and literally just, now you know how to flow. Take the float out there and just think of the positive, the successful completion, and it disappears. And you can keep doing that. This is why we're training our brain to constantly think of the love story instead of what it's used to doing. Because, you know, the programming is, we're always talking about all the negative things, right? That's just why we say don't watch the news and be careful who you talk to. Because our unconscious mind takes everything personally. How is that, Brianna?
Really light.
Yay! Light for light as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, thank you for that.
No, fun do timeline therapy. This is such a beautiful, beautiful modality. Like I said, it's fast, it's gentle, and it actually works. You all just witnessed that. So I don't know for the other people, that did it all work for you? Yeah.
You guys played along?
Yeah. Amazing.
And so the other piece there, as Billy said, you can use this as needed. You can't overdose on it. And all of our techniques, we're not stopping you from feeling your emotions. They serve a signal. We want you to become more aware of the emotions and allow your body to process them. And so that's where you likely will feel anxiety again. Life happens. Something's going to come up. However, now you have a tool that you can use to bring it down to a zero and go, that's not the thought I want to focus on. That's not the movie I want to play. I want to play the love story, because it's literally in the future. It hasn't happened yet. So it's your choice as to whether you imagine the best outcome or the worst outcome. And that's the power of this work. So thank you very much for playing along, Brianna.
Really, oh, thank you for allowing me. That was quite delightful.
And congratulations on the anxiety now being at a zero. If you are enjoying this content on this podcast, we'd love to invite you to join us at our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop.
At this workshop, you'll get to experience and meet and greet the other 90% of your mind, our beautiful unconscious mind. It'll be super fun. It's experiential. You'll get to experience a live demo of the anxiety clearing exercise as well.
Just click the link below in the show notes and go ahead and register. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.